Flyin' Report, news and analysis. I'm Dan Rather, CBS News White House correspondent, reporting today from California, where President Nixon continues working and vacationing. In case you hadn't noticed, Ronnie's running. Details after this.
If you've been playing the waiting game about buying that new car, stop waiting. It's clearance time at your Ford dealers, so take a close look at Ford's solid mid-size Torino, the best-selling mid-size car in America.
We're sort of interested in a Torino. Maybe that red one.
Look close at the new Grand Torino. Discover its smooth, quiet, steady ride. Also, the beautiful luxury decor package is available that includes super soft vinyl seats and steel-belted radials.
Jim, it's nice. Let's buy it.
Right now, your Ford dealer is making it easier than ever to own the solid mid-size car. Isn't that what you've been waiting for?
We'll take it. Wrap it up.
See Torino at your Ford dealers today. Now that clearance time is here, your waiting game is about to pay off.
Ford. The closer you look, the better we look.
Man who was with Frank Sinatra the other night says Sinatra is convinced that President Nixon is putting the heat on Vice President Agnew in hopes of cooling the heat on himself. There is no proof of this, and most close independent White House observers are inclined to doubt it. But whether it is true or not may not be as important at the moment as the fact that some, perhaps many of the people closest to Mr. Agnew believe it is true. Relations between the President and those around him and the Vice President and those around him haven't really been good since at least early this year, and they certainly haven't been getting any better lately. As for Mr. Agnew's future, and how much his chances of being the party's nominee in 1976 have been hurt, a lot remains to be seen. But fairly or unfairly, for the moment anyway, the tough guy assessment of professionals in both parties is that Mr. Agnew's chances have been hurt. It is against that background that a reporter takes a few soundings in California and comes up with the not surprising impression that Governor Ronald Reagan has started cranking up again a presidential campaign machine. For as long as Agnew looked invincible as the 1976 frontrunner for the conservative wing, that is to say the strongest wing of the Republican Party, Reagan hung back, partly because Reagan likes Agnew and what he stands for and believed Agnew was doing a good job, partly because Reagan believed that Mr. Agnew probably couldn't be beaten for the nomination if things continued as... partly because natural allies of Reagan's were already committed to Agnew, Republicans such as Arizona's Senator Barry Goldwater, and partly because Mrs. Reagan, the governor's wife, seemed dead set against his making another run at the top. But now the equation has changed, and indications are increasing that Ronnie is indeed running. Nothing official, you understand, all very quietly and gentlemanly, but he's running. Money is no problem. Reagan long has been one of the best campaign fundraisers in modern American political history. He has a known name, of course, and the strong skeleton of a campaign organization, the old Goldwater organization, plus what Reagan himself has in place from his last national campaign, all stands ready for quick fleshing out. Reagan's term as California governor is up next year. He has several options, any one of which could be advantageous. Number one, he could change his current public position and decide to run for governor again, although at the moment that appears to be highly unlikely. Number two, he could oppose Democratic Senator Alan Cranston, whose seat is up next year. Number three, and right now this appears to be the most likely course, Reagan could just fade out as governor and fade back in as a fighting, articulate, conservative Republican traveling the country, gathering up IOUs for use at the nominating convention. New York Governor Nelson Rockefeller already is off and running, figuring that he can beat out all comers, including Agnew and, if necessary, Reagan. Illinois Senator Charles Percy already is putting together a national campaign staff and strategy, more underground than that of Rockefeller, but being pieced together all the same. But given Mr. Agnew's present troubles and the tendency of Republican conventions in recent years to choose more from the right than from the left or center, a lot of the so-called political smart money is, in the early betting, now going on Reagan. The last word from Senator Goldwater was that he didn't believe Reagan in the final analysis would run, but with Goldwater an important exception, this week's word from the West is, yes, Ronnie's running, and his chances aren't bad.
From time to time, we've mentioned that a vice grip locking wrench is just about the handiest tool ever invented. We've told you that it's a wrench, pliers, clamp, vise, and wire cutter, but that doesn't begin to tell the story. we often list some of the dozens of jobs that Vice Grip makes easier. But actually, even the manufacturers of Vice Grip locking wrenches do not know the total story. There are many uses for Vice Grip that we haven't heard about. That's because Vice Grip users keep inventing new ways to use it. In fact, that's one of the strange and wonderful things about Vice Grip. It actually grows in value the longer you own and use it. Who knows? You may be an inventor yourself. Use a Vice Grip locking wrench for a few months and see if you don't come up with a few new ideas of your own. Vice Grip is sold at tool counters everywhere, but make sure that you see the name Vice Grip. It's forged right in the tool. This little extra effort of making certain it's a Vice Grip will pay you back hundreds of times in complete satisfaction.
This is Rather reporting on First Line Report from CBS News.
On WHCU and WHCU-FM in Ithaca. And following Dan's lead, this is Ellis reporting on WHCU. Authorities now report two people were slightly injured today when a letter bomb exploded in the London Stock Exchange. London police have discovered 9 letter bombs since Sunday. The Dees was the first to explode. The provisional wing of the Irish Republican Army is blamed for the terror campaign. China and the Soviet Union have made no official comment yet on President Nixon's nomination of Henry Kissinger as the new Secretary of State. The White House denies that it has been the source of a news media leak about the investigation of Vice President Agnew, leaks which have been attacked by both Agnew and President Nixon. Astronauts Owen Garriott and Jack Kalosma will spend 4 hours in a spacewalk outside their Skylab orbiting laboratory today, making repairs and reloading solar cameras. In sports, in the National League, the Chicago Cubs down the Cincinnati Reds 4-3 in 10 innings. Philadelphia took San Diego 6-3. Los Angeles down the New York Mets 5-4. In the American League, California over Milwaukee.